can't feel you or they can't hear you. I'm passionate and I care because I don't want to see nobody out here killed.
Rudy Corpus is at 7th and Howard Street in San Francisco's South of Market neighborhood, often called SOMA. He's getting people amped up at a rally he organized called Silence to Violence.
I got tired of going in and out of jail. I got tired of waking up at people's houses that were dope houses. Or I got tired of being on the streets where I didn't know where I was going to be at. You know what I mean? The next day, because I was living foul.
I met up with Corpus at the United Players office. It's a community organization that works to keep kids on the right track and away from crime. Corpus is the director. The office isn't far from where he grew up, a place where he became involved with gangs and dealing drugs. Then he started doing drugs.
Transformation started happening because there was a power, an entity that was so incredible that I was introduced to. You know what that gangster name was? God, G-O-D. That's why his name started with a G, because he gangsta like that. And so I started loving myself again. I started having a relationship with myself and started to know that I was somebody and I was worth something.
Corpus founded United Players in 1994, after he straightened out. He wanted to create a safe space for kids and teens to go after school instead of joining gangs or getting into other kinds of trouble. United Players does a lot of violence prevention outreach, going to schools and even talking to kids on the streets. Most employees are ex-felons who grew up in San Francisco. Back at the march, Corpus has his do-rag neatly tucked under his white baseball hat, his long ponytail perfectly braided. His shirt reads, "It takes the hood to save the hood," the United Players motto. He's dressed for work.
We are SOMA!
We are SOMA!
Come on, everybody, SOMA!
Everybody, SOMA!
Over the years, Corpus has made a difference in the lives of many people. At the Silence to Violence march, it's easy to see why. He smiles and waves at everyone, little kids, police officers, mothers. But even while the group is marching through the streets, you can see a drug deal going on in an alley nearby. Corpus pushes through, giving shout-outs to people watching the march, urging them to join in. Everyone seems to know who he is. But for Corpus, it's not a popularity contest. He wants people to know his story because he hopes it will encourage others to make changes in their lives. People like Salvador Villalobos.
First of all, I live in the same apartment building as Rudy. My mother stays downstairs. So when I was 15, I caught a dope case. We was running from the police and we ran in our complex building in the park. And I was being arrested, and then you could see Rudy come out of his balcony.
The SOMA neighborhood has some of the highest murder and assault rates in the city. As of 2010, the most recent figures available, 20% of SOMA residents lived in poverty. That's compared to 12% of San Francisco as a whole. Villalobos says he had heard about Corpus and United Players, but wasn't really interested. Until he got arrested and Corpus became his case manager, taking him to court dates and helping him through the process. Villalobos says with just a single mom, there's no way he could have managed all of that without Corpus.
Rudy one time put me to the side and like, "Hey, you know a lot of these kids look up to you." He said, they try to dress like you, they try to act like you. And then when I finally noticed that, I'm like, "Man, you're really right. You know, it's my responsibility now to try to teach them right, you know."
Now, Villalobos is a coordinator at United Players, where he works with young kids in an after-school program. Every weekday, Villalobos goes to the local elementary school to pick up kids and walk them back to United Players headquarters. He also coaches sports teams with kids in the neighborhood to keep them off the streets. Villalobos says he wishes he could have had a structured program like United Players when he was younger, but he's still grateful help came when it did.
If it wasn't for this place, I don't know where I'd be at.
My name is Damien Charles Posey, also known as Uncle Damien, also known as Paradise in the Streets.
Damien Posey also works for United Players. He's a case manager, doing things like helping kids in trouble navigate the court system, get jobs, and get back on track. In 2011, Posey had just gotten out of prison after serving a 10-year sentence for drug and gun charges. He had already turned his life around in prison and was working with kids in San Francisco when he met Rudy Corpus.
He let me know that I could still be myself and still make a difference, if that makes any sense at all, because, you know, people think like, oh, you have to be like, you know, choked up, you know, suit and tie and all this kind of stuff to make a difference and to show people that you've changed and all this and that. But it's really not about that. It's really about the works that you're doing in this community.
Posey says when he realized he could be himself, his better self, he could help more kids because they could relate to him.
I was born and raised in the hood. My mother was on drugs. You know, I never knew my father. You know what I mean? I got out the house at an early age. First, I was in and out of juvenile hall all my adolescent life, you know, and most of my young adult life, you know, before my long prison sentence.
So when kids try to make excuses to him, like their mom is addicted to drugs or their dad ran out on them, Posey says that doesn't play. Just like Salvador Villalobos, Posey says he wishes he had something like United Players when he was younger. Positive role models who might have kept him on the right track.
What I had was people telling me to sell drugs, be a pimp, rob, steal, you know what I mean? Steal cars, stuff like that.
Instead, he's working his hardest to reach out to today's youth to make sure they don't fall into his mistakes. Posey recalls one troubled kid who really stood out to him. Posey helped him get new clothes and a haircut for job interviews.
Well, you know, he's a personal trainer over there at Bally's. You know, he's found some type of purpose. You know, he feels like he's somebody, so that really just made me feel good.
Corpus says that feeling Damian Posey is talking about, that feeling of knowing you've changed someone's life for the better, is the best feeling there is.
When I smoked dope, like I told you, I got high, and I hit that pipe, and I blew the smoke out, and people know who smoked crack, how it feel. It gives you a feeling like, woo-wee, that you on top of the world. This feeling that I have now, when I see kids or people in general make transition in life, is 1,000 times better.
In San Francisco, south of Market, I'm Isabel Angel for Cross Currents.